It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. It is a Tuesday morning, time for our monthly update with our friends at Upper Peninsula Health Plan. With me on the line today is Marlene Boudry, who is Program Assistant with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt. Thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you on here today because you actually have a community event that's coming up to help people out during these unprecedented times. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's coming up?
We do. Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions and the UP Health Plan have been really busy over the last several months planning for our second annual Marquette County Community Resource Fair. We had great success last year with nearly 1,000 attendees. However, due to the current pandemic and the need to follow social distancing guidelines, we had to get creative with how we could deliver this year's event in a safe and effective manner. So to that end, we are going to be offering the fair in a scaled-down drive-through format, and that's going to take place on Friday, June 19th from noon to 2 outside the Lakeview Arena in Marquette.
Tell me a little bit about how the need for this kind of event came together. How was it identified?
Well, now more than ever, you know, people need help, and there's lots of people who have lost their jobs and livelihood due to the pandemic, and they may be unaware of the community resources that are available to help them. So we're really kind of hoping that this event will help make that connection, but pandemic aside, we've always known that the rural nature of the Upper Peninsula presents very unique challenges for our residents compared to other areas in the United States. Barriers like lack of access to affordable housing, transportation, safe, healthy, affordable food can have very negative impacts on overall health. A 2018 Upper Peninsula Community Healthcare Needs Assessment really highlighted the region's concern regarding the social determinants of health. Those are non-health-related factors like education level, employment status, and physical environment that do contribute to poor health outcomes.
We're talking with Marlene Boudry. She is Program Assistant with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions, part of our UPHP monthly update. What's going to be available in terms of items, information, and whatnot for those that choose to take part in this upcoming event?
We have a lot of great things that are going to be available. We have the Feeding America mobile food truck that's going to be there. We're also going to have bags containing essential items with things like thermometers, hand sanitizers, and more. Additionally, the bags will contain informational resources from health and community-based organizations throughout Marquette County that will help individuals get connected to services that they may need during this difficult time. We're very lucky. Masks of Marquette has agreed to donate 300 masks for the event, and the Care Clinic of Marquette has graciously donated baby diapers for families in need. We do also need to say a big thank you to the Superior Health Foundation, who made a donation so that we can supply families with sporting equipment like footballs, basketballs, soccer, to promote physical activity, especially now since our weather has finally warmed up.
Yes, that's true. And we're very hopeful that way. This is coming together as a drive-through, that this is going to be a little bit different than some of the other previous gatherings. Tell me a little bit more about the drive-through format, and then if someone comes to take part, what can they expect?
There's going to be a lot of signage and volunteers to help direct people. But when people arrive, they should use the Lakeview Arena parking lot entrance from Pine Street. The Feeding America mobile truck will be parked behind the arena, and so our volunteers will be directing traffic towards the truck. And the items are going to be pre-boxed and placed in the trunks of the vehicles by the volunteers. We're really encouraging people to stay in their vehicles. From that, the traffic will flow past resource tables where items and information will be pre-bagged and also placed in the vehicle. So then once they make it through, they will leave the Lakeview Arena parking lot through the exit on Fair Avenue. Again, we're really asking individuals to stay in their car. But for those that don't have vehicles, we will allow them to walk through and pick up items as well.
Yeah. Okay, so again, this event is coming up fairly soon. What are the details, and how can folks take part?
So the Marquette County Community Resource Fair is going to take place Friday, June 19th from noon to 2 outside the Lakeview Arena in Marquette. It's free and it's open to the public. No tickets or registration are required at all. And so we really encourage everyone to stop by and learn more about the resources and services that are going to be available to help them in the community.
Marlene Beaudry, a program assistant with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions, joining us for our Upper Peninsula Health Plan update this month. If you missed any of the interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. It's a Tuesday morning. It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9.